When you hear of a popular brand success like Skims, Rode, Rare Beauty, or Aloe Yoga, you may think that all just comes from having a great product. But most people don't realize that it's the business behind the business that drives that success. There's an overlooked secret that makes selling and shopping simple. And that secret is Shopify. So the secret's out. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. It's the home of the number one checkout on the planet, meaning way less carts abandoned and way more sales going. I've been using it myself for 2 years with my own brand of women's feminine clothing and lingerie, so I know what the hype is all about. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/forthegirls, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/forthegirls to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/forthegirls.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Settling is not an option for me. Everything I desire is already mine. What if you can have it all? Because every day is for the girls.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of For the Girls. I'm your host, Victoria Alario. And today, we're talking all things wellness, loving yourself, and treating your body right with Josie Santee. She's a holistic health coach. She's the senior wellness editor and writer at The Every Girl, and even the host of the Every Girl podcast, where she has such amazing content on wellness and confidence and all different educational and inspirational topics. And she actually interviewed me as her latest guest on the show. We did a little podcast swap this week, so that episode will be out tomorrow, June 18th. So if you're currently listening to this episode of For the Girls on June 18th, or at a later date, then you could head right over to the Every Girl podcast to hear my interview after you finish the episode. If you're listening as this one comes out today on Monday, June 17th, then make sure you head over to the Every Girl tomorrow so you can catch it. And what I love about Josie and her work is that she makes health and wellness fun and realistic and honestly super simplified, which I think is the most important. If you've been struggling in this department and you feel like your wellness journey is constantly a battle of like one step forward, three steps back, you're really going to love this episode because she just shares how simple it really can be to achieve true health and adapt the mindset of food freedom. That is what Josie is passionate about. She is dedicated to helping women stop restricting be happy with their bodies, and ultimately feel their best. Unfortunately, I did have video issues with this one, so it will not be on YouTube to watch. I'm very sad because it's just such a good conversation, such a good interview, but it will be audio only due to some technical difficulties on my end. But regardless, this is a value-packed conversation that you are going to get so much information and insight from. So let's get right into it. Okay, everyone, please welcome Josie to For the Girls. Josie, I'm so excited to have you introduce yourself to the girls and tell us everything about you and what you do.
Thank you so much for having me, Victoria. I am so happy to be here. Hello, girls. I am Josie Santee. I'm the podcast host of the Every Girl podcast. I'm also wellness editor of the Every Girl and holistic health coach. But I always say I am all about like enjoying your life, living your best life to the fullest. And that's my big spiel. So this is not going to be the episode that's, you know, like those restrictive, stressful wellness episodes. This will be, we'll have a lot of fun.
Yeah. I think that's ultimately what the girls resonate with the most, like wanting to, you know, achieve your fitness goals and your wellness and health goals, but at the same time, also enjoying your life. And I love how naturally that comes to you, or maybe it doesn't. I'm going to have you share. Like, I think most of us girls, like, that doesn't come naturally. Like, we have to go through those phases of the restricting, of the unhealthy diets, of like all the hard times to finally maybe get to, I don't know, the realization. Maybe it takes hearing from someone like you to really learn what the right way is. And I was reading, you know, the Every Girl website, and I was seeing like that you love working out, you love exercise. For me, I could tell you, I can't relate. It doesn't come naturally to me. So I want to hear about you, like from your journey of where it really started to how you became, like you said, a health and wellness coach and doing everything that you're doing now. Was it a really natural transition, or was this something that you had to kind of learn through the low points?
Yeah. Well, first of all, I totally feel you on just like working out not being your friend. I think it's not for a lot of people because we live in this world that's so built around working out has to be really tough and it has to be awful and health has to be not fun. You know, it's either the bland chicken and the veggies or it's the pizza from Domino's and Taco Bell. You know, there's no in between. So I think that a lot of people come from that exact same place. I certainly did. Growing up, to me, what health meant was nutrition, counting calories, fats, proteins, like that was the extent of health, or going to see your doctor. You know, there wasn't this wellness culture that we have now of like optimizing your health and living your best life. Then it was very much just like weight loss and going to see your doctor. There was nothing else. So growing up, I was like so uninterested in health and wellness. All of my friends in high school would, you know, be going to the salad bar for lunch. And I'd be like, fuck that. I'm going to the French toast, getting my French toast sticks because breakfast for lunch was the best. So I didn't really grow up caring that much about health and nutrition. I had been going through like so many really bad periods actually, and had from the time I was 12 years old, awful, awful cramps, like debilitating cramps where I threw up a few times from the pain. I couldn't go to school every month. I ended up going on prescription painkillers. Even that didn't help totally. So I went through like many, many years of just like really, really bad periods. So that was like my own journey with health. At the same time, kind of going through high school and college, like, yes, I was very anti, like, I'm not going to care about eating a salad when I could eat all the pizza and French toast in the world. But it started to become so, like, diet culture started to become so normalized to me, as I think it did for a lot of us women. Going through college, you know, me and my friends who were confident, outgoing, amazing women were talking about, oh, I didn't eat anything all day so I could eat this cheese board. Ha ha. And it was funny. Or, oh my gosh, I'm tracking my fitness pal and my calories are way over for the day. Like, it was like such a funny, casual thing to have this restrictive relationship with food. So I definitely got into that too. And I kind of went through the phase of thinking, well, in order to have all this wine tonight, I need to go to the most intense workout class I can and go to spin class and burn at least 400 calories and have my fitness monitor. And like, I was in that mindset. Absolutely. I think so many of us were. And so that was kind of like my relationship with health. And then it wasn't until I actually took a class. This is another long story that I won't go down this rabbit hole, but I was an English major. I wanted to be a writer. And then I kind of just like tacked on a religious studies major because I was so fascinated in religious studies, specifically Eastern religions. And there's something I learned. I took a class on Ayurveda. For those of you who don't know, it's the most ancient practice form of medicine still practiced today. It has ties with Hinduism, but it's basically a system of medicine that addresses like balance in the body and eating to balance the body. And it's connected to mental health and spiritual health and all these things. So that was the first time that I was like, oh, health is not just about losing weight and like avoiding scary diseases. Health can actually be about living your best life. And that's when that little light bulb went off for me of like, whoa, I can be looking at food and the way I treat my body so differently here. And so it kind of started me down this rabbit hole. I ended up going to the Institute for Integrative Nutrition, like learning more and more and more about well-being and allowing our health to live our best life, like using health as a tool to feel amazing in our lives and to live the fullest life possible instead of looking at it as this like restrictive, sad thing that I knew health to be. And I had a career in fashion, so I saw so many women who felt so disconnected from their bodies, both in terms of weight loss, you know, feeling like they've tried everything and they're not losing weight and they're restricting and they feel at this odds with their body, and also so many women going through issues with their periods like I did. So seeing all this really set me into this rabbit hole of like, whoa, I can actually help people change their mindset. And in changing their mindset, they can change their well-being. And then in changing their well-being, they can change their life. So I always say that like health is not the end goal. It's the tool to get whatever you want in life, whether it's to be 100 years old and running around with your grandkids, whether it's to have the most successful career and achieve your dreams. Like health is the tool to get you there, not the end goal.
Wow. I love that. I resonate really hard. Like it's actually quite sad. Like, you know, even hearing how you say like, if I want to have this cheese board, then I have to starve myself all day. If I want to have a glass of wine, then I have to do this crazy workout class. It's like we're punishing ourselves on a regular basis. And that's just simply not a way to live. And I certainly went through that myself this year because I don't know how you want to diagnose it or call it, but whether you want to call it like body dysmorphia, just feeling like you're so like you look at yourself, you don't necessarily recognize yourself, or you feel like so much bigger than what you are, or whatever the case might even be. You think that to fix that, you have to punish yourself ultimately. And something that you just said that really stuck with me was it kind of made me think about how you said reframing your mind around it from it being like restricting and negative to then being like positive and, you know, more fulfilling is like the words that we use, the way that we talk about it. For example, something that I've always said with business that I think can also apply with health are the two words sacrifice and investment. And with business, I used to say, I'm sacrificing my weekends, meaning I'm not going out and having fun with my friends because I'm running a business and I'm focusing on that. And then as I like changed my mindset, it's like, well, I'm not sacrificing because then that means I'm giving up, I'm restricting from something. Instead, I'm investing my weekends into growing my business. And that sounds kind of like what you were just saying. So instead of saying like, you know, I'm sacrificing all of these things, it's more like I'm investing into my health and then letting health be just the everyday journey in my life, not necessarily an end goal. Like I have to do these things to be healthy. Like, well, if you just follow, you know, healthier practices regularly, more balance and general happiness, then you will be healthy, you know?
Yes. Oh my God, that's so true. I love that reframe of sacrifice to investment because that's the perfect way to look at it. Of it's like, it's so many people think of, I have to do these things for my health. I have to eat my veggies. I have to drink water. I have to work out, blah, blah, blah. It sucks. I don't want to do it. It's on my chore list. That will never get you healthy, right? That will never get you healthy. So instead to reframe it to that, like, I'm choosing to do these things. Mm-hmm. I want to do these things because A, they feel really good. If they're not feeling good to you, then you got to switch it up. You got to eat something different, move a different way. But also because that's an investment in your life, in your health, which then therefore is your life. I always say that like my wellness practices for me, the way that I eat, the way that I move is an investment in my career. So I love that you're saying that because like I am only able to show up in my career or in my relationships, in my personal life because of the way that I prioritize my body. So it is an investment. That's the perfect word for it.
Yeah. It's like you take care of yourself and you water yourself and then you get to water the things around you. It's just like when they say like you can't fill up everybody else's cup without filling up your own. You can't be pouring from an empty bucket essentially. So you need to fill up your own bucket and then that can help you water all of the things around you, your career, your friendships, relationship, whatever the case might be. So I definitely appreciate and resonate with that frame of mind because I think every single girl at some point has had that sort of struggle with like, well, I can't do this because I ate too much yesterday. So now today is a big punisher day. You know, it's a really hard way to live, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
I have to also mention when I was looking through, you know, all like your blog posts and whatnot on the Every Girl, something that we mentioned. So for the girls listening, this episode is out today, but I'm going to be on the Every Girl tomorrow. So, but we recorded that one first and we talked about hairspray and I just have to say, I was looking through and it was like, Josie can be found in her free time convincing everyone that Lynn Clarkin. Yeah, I was dying because like it was just such a random coincidence that I mentioned Hairspray is like my feel good movie. And then Josie went on this whole like tangent about loving Lynn Clarkin. And I'm like, okay, she loves Lynn Clarkin. But then I'm reading the blog post and I'm like, wait, she really loves Lynn Clarkin.
Oh, I really love. I'm telling you, Lynn Clarkin is my hall pass. And again, it's not Zac Efron totally. It's just that Zac Efron. It is Lynn Clarkin.
Yeah. I'm like, oh my God, this is the funniest thing. So I had to put it out there that you did end up getting that vouched for on your blog. I'm like, wow, she really does love him.
Yeah, you really hit a nerve with me when you said that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be a really good episode, girl. So make sure that you tune into the Every Girl tomorrow because that one will be out. But like you just said, wellness is essentially your career and you are a wellness editor. So I am sure that you have tried it all. So share with us, what are some wellness trends and tricks and tips that you have tried that you really love that maybe you have stuck with now for years? And what are some that maybe have gone viral online that you've given a try that you're like, this is a scam, like I don't really like this, that you just never did again?
Do you struggle to find comfort in your body? Do you experience cravings, bloating? If so, then you need Hormone Harmony, the solution for women of all ages to maintain optimal hormone levels. It reduces bloating and discomfort and supports your mood and general well-being. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in the reviews, and there are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code FORTHEGIRLS at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code FORTHEGIRLS for 15% off today.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water. Enjoy and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to countrymd.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's countrymd.com/energy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oh, okay. I really, truly have tried it all. I mean, it's literally my job too. So I've tried so many things just for work, but also in pursuit of my own, like I'm obsessed with optimizing my health and feeling as good as possible. So yeah, I really have tried it all. I will say that I think there is a huge burnout with wellness, and that only makes sense to me. I think that we have this constant bombarding of like, you're not already good enough. You need this supplement. You need this workout routine. You need to add this food in. So we're constantly being told you're not good enough. You're not healthy enough. Add all these things, spend all this money, wake up at 5 a.m., do this nighttime routine, add this red light. Like we're used to hearing all these things. So before I like get into the things that have made a difference for me, I just want to say the biggest thing that you could do for your health is to actually focus on like what you already have, what you're already doing, and changing the mindsets. Like true wellness actually requires absolutely no changes at all to your routine, no money at all. You don't have to buy the newest supplement. The main thing is just to change your mindset around yourself, around your the way that you nourish your body, the way that you move your body. So I know how overwhelming it can feel. So know that you don't need any of these things to be your healthiest self. Some of the things that have worked for me, the number one thing being cycle syncing, which I love that as of late, it's become very popular and trendy on TikTok. It's actually something that I've been doing for the past like 5 or so years to heal. Again, like I talked about, like having such bad periods and feeling like there was no end in sight. Like I tried everything I felt like and couldn't find the solution. And for me, I went through a huge deep dive of healing my hormones. I did so much research. So cycle syncing, for those who don't know, it basically is adjusting your lifestyle, your food, your exercise to where your body is in your cycle. And I love this for a few different things. One, I think your body is the expert always, and we're not told that. We're told, listen to this doctor, listen to this fitness program, try this, try this. Like we're taught that the expert is externally, that everybody else, all these other experts know our body better than we do. And that's not true. Our body knows what it needs to be healthy. We just have to listen to it. So cycle syncing for me is a big one to allow me to listen to my body and adjust to what my body needs rather than what all these external sources are telling me, this is the diet to do or this is the workout plan to do. I just follow what my body needs at the different cycles. So for a brief example of what this looks like is, you know, in my follicular phase, which is those about week after your period, I really love to go heavy on protein and lighter carbohydrates and really lean into like fresh foods. It's kind of like feels very like springtime or summertime. I have so much more energy, so I can go much harder at the gym. I can do cardio. I, you know, kind of is like what we think of as like typical health. You know, it's like the intenser workouts. It's even more like social time, maybe some intermittent fasting very sporadically. That's a whole other rabbit hole, but it's kind of those typical things that we think of with quote wellness. If we were to do those things in the later phase of our luteal phase or our menstrual phase, which is right before our period and during our period, the body does not need that. The body needs rest. It needs a lot of fat. In the luteal phase, it needs a lot more carbohydrates because your metabolism is speeding up. So you need more food than you do in other phases. So you shouldn't be intermittent fasting. That's going to mess with your hormones. So basically, the point being that your body needs different things at different phases of your cycle. So it only makes sense to me to adjust based on that. I love living cyclically. I think it prevents that burnout from me because I'm doing different exercise throughout the month. I'm eating different things throughout the month. So cycle syncing is the one I could talk about forever because it's so helpful. I also think with, you know, supplements too, to answer your question about like things that didn't work, in my opinion, most supplements out there, you don't really need. I think that, you know, there are so many great ones that can totally add on to support. I think things like magnesium and vitamin D, most of us are deficient in, so we could always, you know, supplementing those could help. But most of us, those supplements are not going to make that big of a difference. Like all of these popular new, like, do this for your stress levels, do this for your metabolism. It kind of is just noise and you're going to waste a lot of money. So I would say go to the doctor and get blood work, which people are like, wait, what? I should do that before supplements? Yes, because you may not need, like if you read vitamin C is great for your immune system, and then you start taking vitamin C, great. But if you are already getting enough vitamin C through food and your blood work will show that, you don't need a supplement with vitamin C. So you can save that money, go buy yourself a nice coffee on a Tuesday or something. You know what I mean? Like you don't need to be spending this money. So I would say supplements as a whole, working with what your needs are specifically, is much more valuable than seeing an influencer on TikTok say, this supplement changed my life, and then taking that. I would say I talk so much that I'm like, maybe I should stop at one per question because those are really the big ones. And you'll have me here all day if I go on.
No, I think that's perfect. Do you have any like fun supplements that you do like? And by fun, I mean like not just the vitamins like vitamin C or zinc, but like, you know, hair or skin, like anything that you do actually recommend, even like not a digestive enzyme. What do you call those things? What do you call the things you take before you eat?
Digestive enzyme is one of, no, yeah.
That's not the word.
You're thinking of something else?
Oh, like a probiotic, like anything.
Oh, just probiotic.
Anything that's like on the fun side of supplements that you like.
Yes. So some of the ones that I love, I mean, I just gave a whole spiel about how supplements aren't, you don't need them, but I have like shelves and shelves and shelves of supplements. So I'm a hypocrite.
Sure,
sorry.
Don't take them every day. You take exactly them as you please. Yeah.
Right. I'm so extra that I again am like I have supplements for every phase of my cycle. So I vary those. Some of the fun ones that I do feel like are I can kind of more generally recommend. I actually do love a digestive enzyme. I love the bloat pills from Array. Especially if you just have any sensitivities after eating, if you feel bloated, which I have, they're full of these like natural digestive enzymes, which is why I like this brand over others that just help your body break down the food. So especially if you're going into like a date night and you want to have pasta and you're like, I know pasta is going to hurt my stomach, but I just want to eat and enjoy my life. I always recommend listening to your body. If your body's telling you it doesn't like that food, that's the first thing. But a lot of times I want to be like, shut up, body. Let me eat this pasta in peace. So that's when these bloat pills like really come in handy for like helping that uncomfortable digestion. I also really love Saqqara's metabolism powder. It has a lot of really great high antioxidant cacao. It kind of tastes like a really indulgent dark chocolate. So that's actually what I make every morning instead of having coffee. I make this cacao latte, and that is full of like so many good nutrients for your gut and also for your metabolism hormones. So things like that. And then I also love another thing I think that anyone could take is something to stabilize blood sugar. So it could be as simple as apple cider vinegar and water before eating a meal that's high in carbohydrates. If you want to take it a step further, I love Organic Olivia has a really great like bitters to take before meals. What else? There's other brands out there that has like more glucose balancing supplements, but I think that those can be really helpful if you're going into a meal, again, that's more like carbohydrate heavy. you could also just eat protein and fiber first, and that will help the glucose. But I think that for a lot of us, it's easier to just take a pill or, mm-hmm. you know, put something in our water before. So I would say those are the ones that universally are okay. And then taking magnesium. Everybody's deficient in magnesium. I really like Moon Juice's magnesium. Okay. Play on words. Very cute. So those are the ones that I feel like are universally beneficial. But again, personalized based on your needs, preferences, and then obviously, as always, talk to your doctor.
Yeah. Absolutely. I feel like I'm doing something right when you mentioned like brands and stuff that I have. I'm like, oh,
pat like, on the back.
I'm like, okay, I have that one.
You're a wellness queen, Victoria.
Oh, seriously. I actually have been using organic Olivia for about like 5 years now. So, and a lot of like, I feel like I've been seeing it come up like a lot more on social media now. And I'm like, I've been using that long time.
She has great, great products. I love her. The quality of products are amazing.
Yeah, she does. I definitely try like a lot of little things, whether I see them on TikTok or I buy them through TikTok shop, whatever. But I will say the one wellness thing that, or I guess it's considered wellness, beauty, wellness, health, whatever, that I just started recently. And then I saw your reel come up yesterday for me was mouth taping.
Oh, mouth taping. Oh, we can get into mouth taping. Mouth taping I love. I've been mouth taping for like 2 years and I'm like, I'm not going to stop. So it is one that I tried and stick with. No, I started
like a week ago.
Oh, you're a newbie. What are you thinking so far?
Well, okay, the past two nights I haven't used it because I am so congested, if you can't tell. And I just, if I can't breathe through my mouth and my nose, like I just am not really doing well. So
yeah,
I did
that's called suffocation. Yeah.
That's really not a good recipe. But I feel like I've had, like, with the nights that I did it, like the deepest sleep ever. So I like a lot of girls are already like saying to me, like, do you feel like you're already having like the snatched jawline? I'm like, not yet. Cause it was like really just 6 days of doing it so far. but I definitely noticed a huge difference in the quality of sleep I had that night. That was the first thing that I noticed. A few friends wrote to me saying like, give it a full 2 weeks before you start to see like the bigger things, you know, whether it's, like I said, the jawline, the skin, whatever else it might be. But of course, like, those quick, like, easy things. I mean, I fell asleep quicker, but not only that, I like stayed asleep and had just a better night's sleep.
That's amazing. Oh my gosh, that's so great. Yeah, I noticed something very similar. Like, my sleep quality improved. I woke up with more energy. For me, I haven't noticed that much different in my snatched jaw, but
I know,
that's
what they're saying. So I'm
that's what they say. I've seen the science, and the science is really interesting of like, you know, nasal breathers versus mouth breathers, of like how your entire facial structure develops over time. So I'm intrigued by it, but I haven't seen a difference for myself. But I do notice a huge difference in sleep and waking up with energy. So that's one I do love.
Yeah. So I'm into it. I'm into it.
Love it.
all right. Going back to the food and dieting and whatnot, the two words that like really stood out to me when I was reading through your stuff was food freedom. And that was like, whoa. So I know that we talked about this in general, like, you know, not to have a restrictive mindset, but how does somebody achieve the mindset? Like, do you have any specific tangibles or tips that can take someone from, okay, maybe they hear what we're saying. They're like, okay, I can't restrict. But how do they actually get to the mindset of food freedom and feeling okay with that?
Yes, such a great question. Such an important question. So a couple things. The first tip that I would start with, the easiest thing, no matter where you're at with food, if you are used to Uber Eatsing every single meal, if you cook sometimes, if you can only cook mac and cheese, no matter where you are, the easiest thing to start with is adding in more fruits and veggies. So that's all you got to do. If you're going to have a bagel, I don't need you to change much. Just like maybe add in some fruit with that bagel. Maybe if you're going to have scrambled eggs in the morning, add some spinach and onion to it. You know, it's just like adding in more. I think that was the first biggest change in mindset for me, because instead of thinking of food as this like, oh, I need to constantly be restricting, how do I eat less? I started thinking, how do I eat more of the foods that make me feel really good and like pack so much nutrients in my body? And that was like the biggest shift for me, is understanding like, how can I add more to my meal? How can I, like, when I go grocery shopping, sure, get all my usuals, but then get even more produce than I would normally get and incorporate that into meals or snack on that, or just kind of like adding it into my diet. I also tell clients to use this trick when you're out to dinner of, if you want the pasta, great, go have the pasta. But how can you add veggies to it? Can you get a side salad and start with that instead? Because that's adding so many nutrients into your body. And for the question about the mindset being food freedom, it's starting to shift your brain to, oh, health means restriction. Health means not eating what I love. Health means being boring. To just instead, how do I add more? How do I be abundant with my food? Adding in is a big one. And then the next big mindset shift that makes health feel like freedom instead of restriction is looking at it from a lens of not, I need to be healthy because I hate my body, as most of us are used to. You know, we're used to thinking, oh, I need to eat differently because I don't like the way I look and I want to change the way I look. In my opinion, that will never, ever, ever be motivating enough, no matter how much we wish I looked like a Victoria's Secret model and I wish I was skinnier and I wish I looked conventionally hot, whatever it is. As much as we think we want that, it is like really not motivating to our soul. Like, it's just really, really not as much as we think it is. So instead of coming from a place of, I need to be healthy because I hate my body, coming from a place of, I want to be healthy because I love my body, like out of this appreciation mm-hmm. for body. So I did that big shift internally for myself of like, oh, the purpose of being healthy is not to look a certain way, because that is not motivating enough. When you have a Domino's pizza in front of you, thinking about the way that you're going to look in 3 months is not going to be motivating enough. What is motivating is feeling like, what are you really doing this for? Like, what is the purpose? Like, at some point, we really do have to ask ourselves, like, okay, healthy for what? Getting fit for what? And I think the answer to that question holds all of the answers for you for your health journey. So, for example, maybe the real purpose for you is because you want to feel so freaking happy and in love with your body. So instead of being so restrictive and obsessing over the way you look, you want to get to a place where you're like, I feel like I love my body. In that way, if your goal is to love your body and to be confident, getting there by hating your body is not the way to get there. You're going the opposite route. So instead, it's shifting to, if I want to love my body, I can start loving my body now and then making decisions based on how I love my body. That's going to make the changes that you want to see. Another example of this is, you know, I work with a lot of clients, and that's the first question I ask is like, okay, you want to lose weight, or you want to change your diet, or you want to sleep better. For what? For what purpose? What's your why? And for a lot of people, that comes back to, I want to feel my very best at work because I care so much about the mission that I'm on and what I want to accomplish. And so that is more motivating. When you have the choice of eating a pizza, adding some veggies to it, if you have that mindset of, well, the veggies are going to make me feel so good that tonight or this afternoon at this meeting, I can show up my best self. Oh my God, that's a no-brainer. Of course, you're going to want to eat the veggies with your pizza. But again, if it's that like, well, I hate my body, so I want to punish it because I ate too much last night, so I'm going to make myself work out and all these things, it's never going to be motivating enough. So really getting clear on your why, and again, going deeper. If your why right now, if you're listening and saying, well, I really do want to lose weight, I really hate my body, I don't love the way I look, I recommend going deeper into that of, well, why? What's going to happen when you change your body? And then going with like, maybe it's feeling confident, maybe you're thinking that changing your body is going to get you what you want. That's a whole separate thing that I could go down that rabbit hole for. But knowing what your true motivation is and changing your health, your nutrition, your practices because you love your body and you want the best for your body and you love yourself, you will be mind blown at how that mindset shift changes your actions.
Yeah. It's just like with anything in life, what is your why? And you're actually going to hear us talk about this on tomorrow's episode. I very briefly mentioned talking about my why when it comes to career, but you could apply that to this as well. You can apply that to just about anything. Even, you know, we talk about dating in tomorrow's episode too. So even saying like, well, why do you want a relationship so bad? Like, what is the goal? Do you think that this other person is just going to complete you? Do you think that you're going to go from just being so miserable and hating your life to then now a person comes in your life and now you found happiness? Like, no, you need to understand why you want that relationship, why you do this career, why you want to lose the weight. And it's not saying losing weight is bad. Like, she's not at all saying like, oh, you don't need to do that. It's just like, but why do you want to do that? Because there has to be a bigger reason. There has to be a deeper thing to fulfill you aside from just a number on the scale. There has to be something bigger than that. Like, what actually is the desired goal? Is it the way that you feel when you wake up in the morning, the way that you feel, you know, going on a walk? Maybe you're like out of breath, like certain things you just generally want to feel better. Is it the confidence? Like, whatever it might be, you have to know why you're doing this far beyond just your pant size and a number on the scale.
Exactly. Exactly. Perfectly said.
And I also love the way that you explain everything, you know, is so healthy, honestly. And you mentioned something saying like those extra 5 pounds or those extra 10 pounds is where life happens. You know, that's just having an ice cream cone on the beach in the summer, or that's just going out for dinner with your friend and sharing the bottle of wine, you know, like whatever the case is, those 5 to 10 extra pounds are life. Those are like the memories and the things that you're actually enjoying. So, you know, you don't want to just take away those 5 to 10 pounds and then you're ending up just taking away your joy. Like, you're just taking away everything that you actually love and want.
Yeah, exactly. A question that I ask with clients a lot, I've also said this on my podcast before, at what cost? And it sounds so silly to be like, you know, it's easy to joke about like, I don't want to give up my favorite Starbucks drink or my wine nights or whatever, but it's the truth. Like, at what cost? Like, you want to look a certain way. You want to impress other people with the way that you look. At what cost? Mm-hmm. For what? And again, who cares? That's the question I always ask too, and this is going to sound tough lovey, but it's really, I don't mean it to be tough lovey, because I tell myself this all the time when I start getting in my head, like, this just happened to me recently where it was the first pool day of the year. And, you know, I'm not used to being in a bathing suit. So I'm like, oh my gosh, okay, my love handles are doing this. My, you know, stretch marks are here. And I started going to that place. And then I had to be like, whoa, okay, Josie, who cares? What friend is around here looking at you thinking, oh, she's got love handles, she's got stretch marks? No one. No one cares. And we're spending all of our mental energy on something that nobody else gives a shit about. And even like romantic partners, they don't care. Like, what romantic partner, what guy or girl has ever come and be like, eh, you could be a size 4, but you're a size 6, so I'm not interested. No, that doesn't happen. So we do kind of have to have this reality check with ourselves. If we're so in our head and so obsessed with looking a certain way, I think that we have to realize, why? Who cares? Who cares?
The truth is, most people don't.
Right.
We think that other people are thinking about us and like as much as we're thinking about us. But no, they're thinking about themselves. They're probably looking at you saying, I wish I had, like, everyone always wants what they can't have, you know? Like, the amount of times I've always been like smaller chested, and then like I have friends who have bigger boobs, and we both, like, throughout my whole life. Now I'm like, okay, I'm glad that I have my small boobs, but always it was like, I wish I had bigger boobs. They're like, I wish I had your boobs. You could wear certain tops that I can't wear, or like whatever the case is. And yeah, like, so it's just, we all think that people are thinking it. I could have sat there being super insecure, like, everyone's looking at me like I'm so flat chest. And meanwhile, they're like, I wish that I had smaller boobs.
Yes, literally, exactly. We're always looking at other people and thinking, oh, I wish that I had that. Or even like, this has happened to me where I'm like, oh my God, I'm just obsessed with her hair. I wish I had her hair. Yep. And she's probably sitting there thinking, oh my God, is she looking at my love handles, blah, blah. And I'm just thinking about like, oh, I'm jealous of her hair. Why are we all jealous of each other instead of just being like, we're great, we're good. No one else cares about what we look like. We're good.
Yeah.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
But the honest truth is that the mindset is not 100% of what's going to make results, you know, right, when it comes to transforming your body. So I know you have 10 different ways that you saw like a transformation within your body. And it's beyond only just the mindset stuff. As much as we wish that it was just, you know, okay, I have now reframed my brain. I am hot. And then miraculously, yeah, I do look like a Victoria's Secret model. Of course, that's not necessarily the case. So what would be those like 10 things, even if you just want to give a quick breakdown or whatever the case is, of how you transformed your body?
I love this. Whenever I'm interviewed and people will be like, okay, yeah, yeah, love the mindset, but what's the real, like people want to hear the real answers. So I get it. Okay, so a few things that I think make the most difference in your health and improving symptoms, if you are looking to change the weight of your body, whatever it is. The first thing, I already said this, but I'm going to say it again, the adding instead of subtracting, that to me made the biggest difference in easing symptoms, in my weight, because instead of focusing on what am I restricting, which then puts your brain into starvation mode. And I could go down a rabbit hole again on like the, like just neurology and the science that's happening to your brain when you're restricting. Your brain's basically being told, oh, there's a famine. We're never going to have access to this food again, which is why binging happens and which is why you feel out of control with your cravings, is because your brain's telling you, it's actually trying to save you. And it's like, oh, you're never going to get this food again. You're not supposed to be eating this food. Let's get it in now, because that's how our brain had to work when we would go through times of famine. So instead of going into that, I shouldn't be eating this food, adding in more food, again, going into that abundance mindset, then allows you to kind of crowd out the foods that you know aren't making you feel good with foods that make you do feel good. So it's kind of crowding it out without triggering that starvation mode part of your brain. So adding really does make a big difference. Adding in fruits, veggies, if you can base your meal around some kind of protein, ideally like a high quality protein, that will do wonders for your health, whether it's hormonal health, having to do with weight. Walking. I know everyone's talking about a hot girl walk, which I love, but it is truly the biggest weight loss hack / the biggest hack of any health goal, whether it is you want to reduce cortisol levels, walking can help. If you want to help your hormones, getting outside can help balance your circadian rhythm. So it's all these amazing things for so many different end goals. So walking is an amazing one. I think a lot of times people think, oh, when I want to get healthier, I need to go more intense on workouts. That can actually spike your cortisol and end up with a lot of symptoms. I know people that have kind of gotten to the place of having PCOS or having like really stubborn weight gain that they can't lose, all because they were doing these really intense workouts. So that's not to scare you against intense workouts, but it is to say that sometimes that's not always the best thing for our body. And so walking is a really safe place to start, of just the more you can walk, it's amazing for your stress levels. It's also amazing for your body. So walking is a big one. Using your hormones as a roadmap. So like I said, really being able to adjust your body based on your needs at different times is the biggest critical hack, because you're literally giving your body what it needs. And like you're almost looking at your hormones like they're this roadmap that are telling you, do exactly this, treat me this way, and we will be happy. And therefore, you know, hormones dictate everything from our mood. They affect gut health. They affect weight. So hormones are a huge one. And then I would also say sleep is a very, very big one that I know is like everyone listening is going to roll your eyes and be like, I know, Josie, I'm supposed to sleep. I get it. But really, people don't know how important it is to sleep. When you're sleeping, your body is basically being taught to like, it kind of is like, I think of it as like this detox that your body knows to do on its own. So when you're getting 8 to 9 quality hours of sleep, plus some people need more, especially different times of our cycle. When we're getting at least 8 hours of quality sleep, the body is like resetting the brain. It's detoxing the body. That's why it's healthy to like have a stool about movement in the morning, because the body is literally detoxing everything. It really is critical for any single health goal. So if you're not getting at least 8 hours of sleep, you're probably not getting enough, especially as women. We need more than men do. And also, I think a lot of people are like, oh, what's healthier for me is to wake up at 5 a.m. I think we talked about the early.
Oh, my God. Yeah, please don't even get me started.
People think like, oh, the healthy thing is to wake up at 5 a.m. and do the intense workout and have like a whole morning thing. And that's amazing. If that works for you and you can get to bed early, go off, girlfriend. But that's not the healthy thing for most of us. The healthy thing, like I'm like you, like we talked about, I'm going to sleep until the last second I possibly can, because that sleep is better for my body, is helping me reach my health goals faster than if I woke up an hour earlier to fit in a workout, to do journaling, whatever it is. So sleep is bigger than you even think it is.
Mm-hmm. Get that mouth tape, girls.
Get that mouth tape. Get the mouth tape. Sleep until 8 a.m. Whatever you got to do.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that was all great. I find it that like when I think about it less, I think, is when I see more of a change, which sounds weird, but it's almost like the less energy I put into the actual like dieting aspect and just more into like those things, like you said, like just enjoying my sleep or whatever, like having a full meal, like having the protein, the carb, the veggie, like having everything, like I noticed more of a shift. I don't know if it's like an energy thing or what it is, but it's like when I'm hyper fixated on losing the weight is like when I'm the most bloated, most stressed, like all of these things. So I feel like that essentially aligns with everything that you just said, because I feel like what you just said is just simply like living regularly, like, just like living like
crazy, right?
Like I don't feel like any, like, I mean, you labeled them as realistic things, but I feel like they're so realistic that they're actually overlooked, because that would be too obvious. It's like, well, there's gotta be a secret, you know?
Yes. And that's the biggest lesson I have learned in all wellness. Take it from someone who spent years trying to find the secret and being like, yeah, there's going to be one supplement, one food, one way of eating, one workout that's going to change me. There's not. There is no one secret. I hate to burst your bubbles, but there won't be, no matter what influencer you're seeing on TikTok is saying this one supplement or food or workout plan changed their life. It didn't. Okay. Mm-hmm. No matter what, everything, our health is a jigsaw puzzle. And it is a bunch of different pieces. And so a supplement might be one piece. It will never be the whole puzzle. It's just right. Me one piece. So it's taking all of these things, whether it's sleep, walks, the way that you eat, these are all pieces of the puzzle. And that's never a satisfying answer, but that's the true answer. If someone is telling you this is the one way to do something, this is going to change your life, run away, because they don't have your best interest in mind.
Yeah. I can't help but have something come to mind when you keep saying this one secret, one fix.
Ooh,
what do you think about the whole like Ozempic situation? I'm like, oh, you know what? There actually is one secret.
Yes. You know, yes. Very, I mean, obviously very hot topic right now. You know, I don't hate on it, nor do I promote it. I kind of feel like it's obviously important for some people, especially people that are on that diabetic line, that they need it for their health. Like, great. I also really don't judge how people get to the destination they want to go. So if they feel like this is the only option or this is the best option, go off. Like, you and your doctor know what's best for you. What I will say is that people look at it as that it is a quick fix. And by the outside, it is. But you're not just losing fat, you're also losing muscle. And so we're seeing a lot of cases. I don't want to scare anyone who's on any of these weight loss drugs, but we're seeing a lot of cases of people who don't really have the medical need and are just, you know, doing it for the aesthetic result. And they're losing their muscle mass, which is then impacting their hormones, which is impacting their metabolism. So we don't really know the long-term effect of these drugs. So while people look at them and think it's a quick fix, I actually think it's like a longer term challenge that you're giving your body, because now your body is having to rebuild all this muscle in order to sustain health. And again, we don't even know what it's doing to liver, metabolism, these other functions. We just know like it's also taking away muscle mass. So that's now presenting another challenge. So again, no judgment. And it's totally a necessary thing for so many people. And it's been such a helpful drug in so many communities and for so many people. But looking at it as purely a weight loss method, I don't think it's the quick fix people think it is. I think it's promoting, or it's actually providing like a lot more challenges in the long term.
Yeah. It's not sustainable, ultimately.
It's not sustainable. Right. Exactly.
I think the what you just said, like that, those lifestyle transformations and whatnot, like that's sustainable. Those are the things that you can do every day for the rest of your life and lead a healthy life. Granted, other health factors come into play that we don't necessarily have control over, but we do have control over those things. Getting the right amount of sleep, getting the right amount of nutrients. For me, I've never been too much like, I don't like necessarily read the back of every label to like look at the calories and the carbs and like the nutrition facts, but I am pretty big at looking for the ingredients. Like I like to pay attention to that. I'd rather see 3 ingredients listed than 50 and things that I can't really pronounce and whatnot. And of course we all have our vices. Like I'm going to get a pint of ice cream and yeah, I don't even want to know what gums and things are in there. But for the most part, when it comes to things that just, they shouldn't even have additives in it. Like certain, like you're getting a bag of broccoli. Like why does it say anything other than just broccoli on the bag, you know? So I do pay attention to ingredients because that stuff to me is what I care about, like what I'm actually putting in my body ingredient-wise. Those are the sustainable ways to have like the long-term.
Yes. Yes. I know that some people like the saying of like count, but don't count calories, don't count macros, count the variety of real whole foods that you have. I love that tip of looking at the ingredients instead of the calories or the other things on the label. What I always say is obviously meet yourself where you're at. If you're used to having every single meal is something with a food label, if it's frozen food, start where you're at. Just add something that does not have a label at all, whether that's have a broccoli and then cut it up. Broccoli doesn't have a food label. You know, veggies and fruits don't have food labels. So try to add in more things. Ideally, food, your meals can be the vast majority things that don't have food labels. But then yes, like looking at the ingredients is such a great health hack because you can easily opt for a ketchup that has tomato paste, olive oil, maple syrup, and vinegar, and that's it, versus the others that are like cane sugar, high fructose corn syrup, like blah, 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 blah. Like the list goes on and on of all these things that you can't pronounce. So it's like being aware and just educating yourself on the differences is huge. So that's a great tip, is to look at the food labels. Opt for foods that you know what every ingredient means. It shouldn't be all this toast, dextrose, detrose, whatever. Like that's, if you don't have it in your kitchen or couldn't buy it at the store, it's probably not something that you want as part of your daily food intake.
Yeah, absolutely. I think all of that is really important. And also just really like, almost like will bring like a sense of peace to people to be like, okay, it doesn't have to be that complicated. I don't have to overthink it. Like this is just simple.
Yeah, it's so simple. There's no secret. There's no like your body is the expert. Listen to your body. If your body tells you that it doesn't like eating a certain food, don't eat that food and opt for foods that make it feel good. Like it's so freaking simple. And I think people don't feel satisfied with that answer, but really, really, really know that your body is the expert.
Yeah. Oh, you just reminded me. I just developed a lobster allergy and I'm like so sad.
No.
I love lobster. I'm a big seafood girl, but the last 4 times that I've had lobster, I ended up like in the head in the toilet, throwing up for hours and hours and hours. 2 of those times, like once I actually was in the hospital, once I had a nurse from the hospital come to me to give me IV, because that was the only way. Like Zofran took that, threw it right up. Like nothing made me stop until I got like an actual IV, like needle in the arm. And then that's it. I'm just like, okay. Like it just happened to me in Aruba again. And I'm like, okay. So all those other times, it wasn't just like poorly cooked lobster. I clearly have developed an allergy, but it just like hit me in the last year out of nowhere.
That's so, and you've pinpointed that it's for sure lobster related.
Oh yeah. I only get like that when I eat lobster.
That's really devastating. Did you love lobster before? Like, is this a big loss for you?
Well, yeah, I don't eat meat. I'm a seafood and fish eater. So, yeah, this is
a loss.
Yeah, I'm grieving. I'm definitely grieving. And it's like summer, like lobster rolls, like, oh, please, I don't even want to fucking talk about it.
But other seafood is fine.
Yeah, I'm like eating shrimp all the time. That's so interesting. Mussels, oysters, like all the shellfish, like no issue. It's the weirdest thing.
It's just lobster. That's so fascinating. It's just randomly
developed in the last year. But it's like what you said, because honestly, the last time that I did have lobster, I literally went into it thinking like, if this might be bad. So it's like, if you know that like something like doesn't sit right with you, like just don't push it. Just don't. That was really the last straw for me. I'm like in Aruba with my man dying on the toilet. That was the first time like he really like experienced like just being right there with me being sick like that. I'm like, this is not romantic. But as you know, and as all the girls know, For the Girls is really about confidence. Like that is just the general point of every conversation that I have on this podcast, whether it is health and wellness or whether it's dating, relationships, singleness, mindset stuff, spiritual stuff. Like the root of it all is always about building confidence and helping girls become more confident. And I feel like you are someone who's really, you're thriving in your confidence, and you give confident tips on building your confidence as well for the girls. And there were a few things that I saw that you had put out, one of which actually was about accepting compliments. And I think I have a whole podcast episode about accepting compliments, because that's just something that I preach, like you have to get good at accepting compliments. And so it all boosts your confidence and self-esteem. So with that and just confidence in general, like how does all of this really tie into everything that we just spoke about?
So as we're talking about the why behind everything that we do, to me, a big why is confidence, because I think that the definition of confidence to me is just really connection to self, which at the end of the day is kind of the source in which we have everything else. Like we, I believe, cannot have the career we want, cannot have the relationship we want, cannot have the life that we want if we don't have that deep connection to self. So I think that, again, health is a tool to get to confidence. I think your mindset, obviously a tool to get to confidence. So I love that your mission is confidence and helping women be confident, because we live in a world where women are told they don't deserve it and are told they shouldn't be. And so I think everything that we do has to come from a place of the purpose of this is to feel better. So being in wellness especially, it's an industry and a world where most women understand wellness that makes them like less confident. Like they're, again, told you're not good enough as you are. You're not doing enough for your body. You're lazy. You don't have willpower. All of these messaging is telling them to not be confident. So I'm trying to do the opposite with wellness and use wellness as the tool to feel more confident instead of seeing it as something that's draining confidence from women.
Yeah, absolutely. And even going into the, you know, accepting compliments thing, I think the more that we accept other people putting positivity into us, we, you know, feel that positivity, because it's like when you watch like a scary movie or something, like you're watching it, and even if you know it's not real, like you're still scared watching it. Like your brain kind of gets tricked into like what you see in front of you, like that's the reality. So you're watching the scary movie, you get scared. So it's like a similar thing where if someone's telling you, you look beautiful, like that thing that's right in front of you, you see it. Now your brain will register that as true and real. Like, oh, this person's saying I look beautiful, or they help me like feel beautiful in my own skin and like the way that I look and whatnot. And so instead of like going into a compliment battle, like, oh no, you look good. Or then like, you know, just taking it off of yourself, just let yourself sit there and say, thank you.
Thank
and
you.
Just appreciate the compliment.
Yeah. I interviewed Liz Tran, this like amazing business coach, and she recommends that every time you receive a compliment, think about it for 7 seconds, because that's the amount of time. Oh no. Am I frozen for you? Oh no, you're back. Yay. Okay. Okay. You froze for a quick second. She says that 7 seconds is the amount of time that it like really resonates. So when someone says, I love your outfit, sit in it for 7 seconds, be like, whoa, someone said they like my outfit. Oh wait, my outfit is cute. I was all worried about how my pants looked or how my stomach looked in these pants, but she's like my outfit. Let me sit in that for a second. I for 7 seconds, actually. I think that that's such a great tip. I now try that like whenever I get a, you know, bad review, I'm way more focused on that than the good reviews. And I'm trying to switch it up every time I get a good review. Mm-hmm. I'm going to like allow myself to really take it in for 7 seconds. So I recommend that 7 second rule to anybody. Do not go in the confident or the compliment battles for sure. Like, or you know what else I do all the time that I know we as women do is like, oh my gosh, it's like the classic this whole thing. Like if someone likes your outfit, you're like, oh my God, I got it from Goodwill for $5. Like we downplay ourselves.
Yeah, like just take the compliment.
Accept it. Or if someone's like, oh, you did such a great job in your meeting. I literally to my boss would be like, oh my God, I was so stressed out. I didn't. Instead of just being like, thank you. Like it's so uncomfortable for us to accept compliments. So I think that that's a big one. And like letting them register in our brain because yeah, you did a great job at the meeting. Your outfit does look fire. Like allow yourself to believe it.
Yeah, it's so true. We downplay everything. Someone's like, your hair looks great. It's like, oh, it's 3 days dirty. Like, well, I didn't know that. Like, I thought that it looked great. So like, just leave it at that.
Right. 100%. 100%.
Yeah. Okay, Josie. Well, what would be one last tip or word of advice for the girls listening that you feel like maybe you want to elaborate on or something that you didn't get to say that you just like to share?
Ooh, this is a good question. What I always say when I'm asked like the best piece of advice or something like a mentality that changed your life, it really is learning that happiness is a skill. It's not a circumstance. I think that we're so used to getting caught up in, I'm not happy, but once I'm in a relationship, then I'll be happy. Or once I get that promotion, then I'll be happy. Or once I move, then I'll be happy. Or once I graduate college, then I'll be happy. Or once I lose weight, I'll be happy. We say these things to ourselves all the time of, it's okay, I'm not happy now because I will be happy when something happens. That's not how happiness works. It's not a circumstance. It's not a reaction to an external situation. It's a skill. It's something you have to practice. So practicing happiness and looking at happiness like it's the skill that it is something that needs to be worked on every day is – to me, the biggest game changer. You know, there's no such thing of you'll be happy when. You have to work to be happy now, because if you can be happy now when you feel like there's still things I want to accomplish and still things I want to change, imagine how happy you'll be when you do have those things. But also when you are thinking this external thing, this weight loss, this job promotion, this relationship will be the thing that makes me happy, you will be disappointed because it won't. So learning that happiness is a skill, I think, is like the biggest piece of advice I would leave for the girlies.
I absolutely love that. And I think the girlies will too. Thank you so much for sharing. Where can everybody connect with you and find you online?
Okay. So find me on the Evergirl podcast. We do talk a lot more about wellness, a lot of these topics, but we also interview female entrepreneurs. We interview sometimes reality stars because I love my reality TV. So you can find me at the Evergirl podcast. We have a new episode every Tuesday. That's anywhere you get your podcasts. And then you can also find me at josie.santi on Instagram or at theevergirl.com.
Amazing. And don't forget, we are doing a little pod swap. So after you listen to this episode, oh, well, actually, it'll be tomorrow. So tomorrow, not necessarily as soon as you finish this, if it's on a Monday, but if it's past Monday, after you listen to this episode, head over to The Every Girl and you'll be able to check out that episode.
Yes. Victoria's in the hot seat. So it'll be fun. You guys will love her answers. You have so much advice and so many good stories. So come listen to us chit-chat more.
Yes. Thank you so much for coming on. This was so much fun.
Thank you so much, Victoria, for having me. And thank you everyone for listening.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.